from the Mercy One Studio.
Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bugnano every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio and online at iowacatholicradio.com or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
This is Monsignor Frank Bugnano, Thought of the Week. I have been talking off and on about the whole question of abortion, and I think this is good for us to think about because we do face it. And the other thing is that a lot of times pro-life, those people against abortion, are faced with questions and they kind of scratch their head and say, yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure I got the answer for that one. But here's one that some people will, and I'm going to throw out some of the questions that I get, and maybe possible answers, all right? Because these are good people that are opposing this, and they're not evil, but they just, their thinking might need a little correction here and there. Here's one. I'm personally opposed to abortion, but I cannot impose my religion on somebody else. Well, science, forget religion, science tells us that a human being, human life, Homo sapiens, begins at conception. Science tells us that abortion is the intentional ending of a human life while that life is in the womb. Your position of not telling somebody what to do with the human life in their womb is encouraging the killing of that human life. Are you okay with that? Is that all right? You know, I don't want to tell them they can't do it. Well, what if they're going to throw their child off the 6th Avenue Bridge? Well, what are you going to say? Well, it's up to you. If you think it's right, it's right. If you think it's wrong, it's wrong. No, you're going to say, don't do that. That is wrong. Okay. And here's another one. A fetus isn't a person until viability. Well, viability, what is that? Well, viability means a newborn can't survive on their own. And as medical care advances, viability of the fetus keeps changing. That's right. At one time, we thought, well, the child cannot live without the parent. Okay, it's got to live in the womb. But now we know, gee, they can that little unborn child can live after, you know, a month, you know, after pregnancy. So viability continues to change. When does a fetus become a person? Well, this is not for another to decide whether a person should be killed. It's not moral for another to decide whether or not the human being is allowed to be born. Okay, here's one you hear. If you don't like abortion, don't have one. It's that simple. You don't like it, don't have it. Well, that's like saying, well, if you don't like murder, don't murder somebody. It's that simple. It's the same absurd logic. Here you go. Here's one that once in a while you hear. A fetus is not a person until viability. Well, like I said, we talked about this a minute ago. It doesn't make any sense. Viability is very arbitrary. A person with dementia isn't viable without outside care. By the same token, a baby would die fairly quickly without care. No one disputes either the little baby or the person, the dementia person. We won't dispute whether they're persons or not. Viability is especially arbitrary when discussing a person in the womb. When Roe versus Wade was decided in 1973, the age of viability was 28 weeks. Today, again, viability is 24 weeks, and even now it's 21 weeks. So, in other words, the baby is a person after 21 weeks. Well, it was 28 weeks. So, this is crazy. So, that's how you define a person, by weeks? So, viability is an illogical standard to use to define personhood. The better standard is our shared human nature, Homo sapiens, DNA, human DNA, 46 chromosomes, imparted to the infant at the moment of fertilization. Okay, Now, here's one I have gotten before. My candidate for office is pro-choice, but supports all the other important social issues. Boy, I bet you've heard that. I've heard that. Yeah, there are a lot of important social issues. I have opinions on many of them myself, just as you and your favorite political candidates do. Honorable people can address them with constructive ideas that differ in approach. No problem. But none are as basic as the very issue of life. If we refuse to protect something so fundamental as life, all the other social issues become irrelevant. Any candidate who opposes a right to life opposes social justice. Why? The right to life, think of a pyramid. The lowest level of a pyramid that holds everything up is life. Life. The next level would be food and nutrition. The next level would be security. The next level would be education as this pyramid goes up. None of these things work if the person is dead. If I'm dead, I don't have a right to work. I don't have a right to food. I don't have a right to water. I don't have any rights. I got to have that basic right to have all the other ones. So in social justice, well, I have a right to, because I'm a minority, I have a right to equal treatment. Sure you do. But you don't have that right if you're dead. So the right to life is the most fundamental upon which all the other rights are based. It's like a pyramid. Okay, here you go. And, you know, you've heard this one. It goes, I'm personally opposed to abortion, but I can't impose my religion on somebody else. Remember, abortion, not just a religious issue, it's a moral issue. A moral issue based on the ability of humans to distinguish between right and wrong. The vast majority of people know it's wrong to kill another innocent human being. So we're going to be right back. I got some more of these questions people ask. Stay with me, Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design, and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Hi, I'm Teresa, and as Executive Director of InterVisions Healthcare, I want to say thank you. Thank you to the thousands of women in Central Iowa for trusting InterVisions when it comes to your unplanned pregnancy. And thank you to the many supporters who have made it possible for us to serve these patients. We are excited to announce our second clinic on the South Side is currently open. Now we have two locations to better serve women with unplanned pregnancies or STDs. Would you like a tour of the clinic? Give us a call today to get that set up. 515-440-2273 or visit ivhcare.org.
From the Mercy One Studio.
Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio. We're talking about good questions people ask who are pro-choice or pro-abortion. And how do you answer these objections? They're good ones, but there are answers to them, okay? Here's one that you may not have heard. The right to an abortion is vital for gender equality. Gender equality, women are equal to men, okay? So the right to an abortion is vital for gender equality. So the answer is, how so? How so? Statistically, more baby girls are aborted than boys. Right. Where are the rights of those unborn baby girls? Look at China. In China, if it's going to be a girl, you abort. A boy, you let him live. Now in China, you have a whole, this has been going on for decades, you got all of these men, very few women. Now they're erasing, they're saying, well, this can't happen. We're not having any families. So statistically, more baby girls are aborted than boys. Where are the rights of those girls? Why do you value women so little to believe that they can't have children and accomplish great things? Wow. Well, what about, here you go, that little 14-year-old girl that's pregnant. Okay, here we go. What a tragedy. Well, I guess it comes down to this. Her baby in the womb is just as human as she is. They both deserve love, respect, and support. They both deserve life. Now, what makes things worse is if the girl is pressured to have an abortion. Instead, she needs, not pressure, to abort. She needs practical information about adoption, a safe place to live for her. She needs emotional and financial and maybe even medical support. Not a problem. There are these pro-life centers in every town, especially in Des Moines. You have, I think, three of them where they can go. Pro-life communities throughout the country provide that kind of support. Most likely, that little 14-year-old has been sexually abused. She needs to be protected, not violated once again. Well, here you go. Women are going to have abortions whether they are legal or not. If you pro-lifers have your way, there will be more back alley abortions than ever, putting women's lives at risk. Well, not according to Planned Parenthood. Before Roe versus Wade in 73, the former Planned Parenthood director, Mary Calderoni, admitted that 90% of illegal abortions were already being done by doctors before 1973, not by back alley butchers. So very few women were dying from abortion. Very few women were. They were getting their illegal abortion from a doctor, not some back alley abortionist. And that's according to Planned Parenthood. They said that. Yeah, they said 90% of illegal abortions were done by doctors, not by butchers. The Center for Disease Control confirmed that 39 women died of illegal abortions the year before Roe versus Wade. In other words, in 1972, 39 women died from illegal abortions. The value of each of those lost lives is beyond calculation, obviously, as are the lives of the 60 million unique human beings killed by abortion since Roe versus Wade in 1973. 60 million babies. Well, here you go. Abortion is only one of many important issues, and I refuse to be a single issue voter. There you go. And, yeah, well, I think we covered this before. What other issues do you want to talk about? Immigration, environment, minimum wage? These are important. But here's what bothers me about your thinking. None of these matters if you're dead. That's what abortion does. It leaves people dead by the million, 60 million. These other issues really matter to me as well. Yeah, especially environment and immigration. Honorable people can approach these issues with different solutions. But a single issue, the dignity of the human being, transcends all of them. If our lives don't protect something as basic as a human life, what is the point of passing more laws? Well, here you go. It's not here. I've heard this one. It's not fair to bring a child into this world with serious defects. No kidding. Well, what constitutes serious defects? A missing toe? Webbed feet? Cleft palate? What happens when a typically functioning person sustains an injury or an illness or causes serious defect that causes a serious defect. So I'm in a car accident and I get my hand cut off. That's a serious defect. Did somebody get to murder me? Why not? I've got a serious defect. The problem with this argument is that there's no absolute definition of serious defect. Besides, some of the happiest people in the world are those with serious defects, whatever the definition is of that. And I've known them. I've known two in my own family, most beautiful, happy people in our family that have built us all up. Defects. They had defects. Yeah. They have a right to life. Well, what about rape? Would you force a woman to have her rapist baby? I think it's the wrong question. Would you encourage her to have an abortion knowing it will make her pain worse? According to doctors who treated rape victims, women who had abortions were usually pressured into it with an increased sense of isolation and shame. By contrast, the women who carried the rapist child to term said the child actually brought peace and healing to her. I appreciate your concern about this sensitive subject. Wow. You can do research. Go online. It's everywhere. So these are good questions that pro-choice people have. There are a lot of really good logical answers to them. This is Monsignor Frank Bignano. Have a great day. Iowa Catholic Radio Thought of the Week.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great. And after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
From the Mercy One Studio.
This is Monsignor Frank Bignano, Thought of the Week, and we're talking about that very sensitive issue of abortion and the good questions that pro-choice people have. They have objections, and they can all be answered. I'm going to try to do that right now a little bit. And here's one you often hear. Women have a right to an abortion in order to have the same freedoms as men have. There we go. Well, women already have those same freedoms after a century of progress. They have the power and the rights to act, speak, vote, think as they'd like to without any hindrance or restraint. But abortion takes away all those very rights from the unique woman's womb. So abortion is a cruel, unreasonable, arbitrary use of power over someone else. In other words, abortion is tyranny, the very thing that women have relentlessly fought to overcome and have done a very good job. And also, what about a child born into a bad situation and being set up for a life of poverty and social pathology. Well, if you've read the news, you've seen plenty of people born into privilege who've made a mess of their lives. Oh, my. Yeah. Just go through the grocery store and all those little magazines at the checkout counter. All the people, these people, all this money, all this fame, and they're just a mess. By the same token, we both know people born in pretty undesirable situations who lead productive, happy lives and make the world a better place. Yes, right. Like my father and his brothers and sisters, all born in Centerville, Iowa, where my grandfather was a coal miner and they lived in a freight car at least the first couple of years till they could get a house when they came from Italy. Wow, every one of them were all stars in their lives and their children. My gosh, my cousins. We've got doctors and lawyers coming out of our ears. So, yeah, that's right. People born in pretty undesirable situations led very productive, happy lives and have made a world a better place. No one can predict life's outcome. No one should have the right to deny somebody else being in the adventure of life by taking their life. Well, here you go. We did talk about the back alley abortionist, but what about the fetus really is not a person? Well, there's a distinction, is there, between a person and a human being? I ask that simply because scientists assert that you and I are fully human, and the instant of fertilization, we are fully human. DNA, exactly. 46 chromosomes, DNA. Biologically, we are human. We're not a pig or a dog or a cat or a bird. So I ask, because of the great atrocities in human history took place by those who dehumanized certain segments of our population, such as the handicapped, Jews, or blacks. That's right. As soon as you take away the right to life, as soon as you take you give that right to the government instead of God, from whom we receive our inalienable rights from God, right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. When you say no God, no right, no God, got no rights from God, who has all the rights? The government. Really? Is that what happened? That's what happened in the 1930s with Hitler and the Nazis. Uh-huh. He said, well, I'm it. We're it. We're God. So we declare that Jews are less than human. They're not full human beings. Therefore what? Well, they can become slaves. We can kill them off, whatever we want to do. And they did. 6 million of them. So they decided, they dehumanized our population. Same thing with Roe versus Wade in the mid-1800s. Roe versus Wade, but the decision to make slavery okay in this country, the Dred Scott decision. What was that all about? The Supreme Court said black people from Africa, are not as human as we are. We are, they use the word superior race. We are the superior, they are an inferior race. Oh, really? So now they can be slaves, right? That's exactly what this is all about. When you say that unborn child is not human, trust me, you can take that unborn fetus, you can experiment with it, you can do all kinds of crazy things you want to do. Why? It's not human. And you can kill it. You got to be careful here. So skin, color, race, intelligence doesn't define personhood. Once you do that, look out. What it does define, though, is human nature. That's what binds you and I together from the instant of fertilization until natural death, our shared human nature. Be real careful when you start dehumanizing a segment of population. People with Alzheimer's disease, mental illness, whatever, serious defects. This is what Hitler did. All handicapped people could be terminated because they're less than human. Look out. It's a very slippery slope. It slips fast. So, no, the unborn child is human from the moment of conception, has a right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, all that. Hold on to that puppy, because once that thing starts slipping, it gets real slippery. So that's how we have to not only preserve life, but preserve a culture and to preserve the dignity of the human person. Again, the right to life comes from God. How does that work? God gives us our dignity. What is that all about? We are made in God's image and likeness. Okay, what comes from dignity? From dignity comes fundamental rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And from there, the other rights flow. Without those, you don't have anything. So those are things we got to be thinking about. These are big issues. So this is Monsignor Frank Bignano. I'm glad you listened today. I hope this helped you a little bit in your own thinking. God bless you, and may the Lord give you a great, wonderful week. Monsignor Frank Bignano, Iowa Catholic Radio, Thought of the Week.
Join Iowa Catholic Radio every Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. for Thought of the Week with Monsignor Frank Bignano. Listen online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.